531.
Kimi News at 3, Malo Elaumalie, I'm Neomai Vudango. A renowned filmmaker says his documentary on child poverty is his way of giving back to the community. Brian Bruce says he's benefited from free university education and a less volatile housing market during his youth. He criticized wealthy people like former Prime Minister John Key for not doing the same.
John Key and I had a very similar background when we went to the same university. His mother was a solo parent and she got a state house. Why did he feel that he did not have to pay back and that then he could pull the ladder up on the next lot of people, when the young ones coming through, and say, well, you're not going to get a free education and all of that?
Pacific medical and health experts are meeting in South Auckland to discuss how health research could best serve and improve Pacifica health outcomes. Senior research fellow Dr. Roang Shu says the theme's about reaching out to the community. She says experts talk to community leaders first to conduct research.
Pacific communities are kind of like a token tick the box that people have designed the question, thought about how they should go about it, and then at the end gone to communities and said, hey, this is what we found. Actually, what co-design means is that researchers and community leaders get together and decide, if this is the topic, well, what are the questions that we need to answer and what are the outcomes?
New Age shop operators have raised concerns about passengers from flights arriving from Auckland not adhering to COVID-19 regulations. One shop owner says they've noticed passengers come from the airport and walk into their stores without wearing their masks. Passengers should be wearing their masks until they have cleared both tests on day one and day three. 7 new community cases of COVID-19 have been detected, bringing the total number of active cases on New Age to 25. Finally, Samoan tenor Pene Pati is this year's winner of the Reader's Award at the International Opera Awards. Pati is a member of Sole Mio and recently released his debut solo album on Warner Classics to critical acclaim. Pene Pati was hailed as the most exceptional tenor discovery of the last decade by Opera Online.
When you're from little old Samoa and Aotearoa all the way on the other side of the globe, you never quite imagine that your voice will reach this far. So thank you to all the fans, the true lovers of the art, for taking a minute out of your busy day just to show me some love. It really makes this job all worthwhile. So all the way from Polynesia, fafitaite le lava.
That's PME News at 3 p.m. For more Pacific news and sports, go to pmenews.co.nz.